At the Regional County Municipality of Pontiac's meeting on March 19th, Council voted on a revised bylaw for the management of meetings. The new bylaw passed 14-2 with Otter Lake Mayor Jennifer Quayle and Elena Kaywood pro-Mayor Cindy Squiddy voting against. There was no representative of the municipalities of Bryson or Fort Kalunge present. While the original draft bylaw introduced at the February council meeting had banned filming or photography of any kind during sittings, the revised version has an explicit allowance for members of the press and also allows it at the discretion of the presiding officer. The revised bylaw also changes the public question period to question and statement period, allowing members of the public to speak at the meeting without a specific question for council. A second question and statement period at the end of the meeting, originally set at 10 minutes, now has the allowance to be extended to a maximum of 30 minutes. The final major change to meeting management would mandate that the full text of all resolutions be read aloud by either the person presenting it or the clerk treasurer. Speaking after the meeting, Mayor Quayle said that she voted against the bylaw because it didn't go far enough with regards to openness and transparency. She said that she wanted the full text of resolutions to be released to the public 72 hours prior to the meetings, when the mayors received them.
So, for instance, like I really feel that we should be making resolutions and bylaws available to the public as soon as we get them as mayors before a meeting. So we get them 72 hours in advance. But I think it's a relatively harmless action to take to make them available to the public at the same time online, make it clear that they are resolutions for decision. They are not final until the mayors actually approve them and there's a vote on them at the public meeting. But what it would do is that it would allow members of the public who are interested in seeing them the chance to read them, come to the meeting, and voice their opinion during the question period.
Speaking after the meeting, MRC Director General Kim Lesage said that the exact wording of resolutions can be amended right up until they're adopted, and said that there was concerns about confusion if the versions presented didn't match up to the previously released ones. The draft and revised versions of the bylaws, as well as our previous reporting on this subject, can be found on our website, frequencynews.ca. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.